Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. It is a episode that diehard fans will be circling from the time the summer began, as we are going to talk about today the release of the 2019-20 basketball schedule. And if you look right now, actually online at bjubruins.com, it is live, and you can scroll through and see the men's basketball schedule right there and see where the Bruins are going to be playing and start to put it into your calendar as well. Want to mention real quick before we get into the schedule, there actually is a really cool feature on our website. There's a little add to calendar button. So if you are like me and sometimes want to not have to go to a website every single time and maybe import things into your calendar, you can do that right there from our website. It can download to your phone, to your iPad, whatever digital device that you have, and there are many ways for us to do that. So joining me as always is Coach Tony Miller of the men's basketball team. Coach, I know for us, we look at it and jump up and down, and hey, here's the men's basketball schedule for you. I'm sure it's kind of a little bit of a sigh of relief because of all the work that you put into putting this together.
Yeah, this goes all the way back till last October, November. I don't know that people know that we actually start that early, but one of the things that I've always tried to do is start early enough so that we can get games and the dates that we like them and make sure that it's advantageous to our players and not be playing back-to-back-to-backs, that kind of thing. So it's probably about a 5 to 6 month process. And a lot of the D1s don't really schedule. We were just talking about this on the way over here, but they don't schedule until I just had somebody text me today and ask about scheduling a game. Yeah. So trying to fit in places for them to play and to have a balanced schedule, challenge our guys, prepare them for the conference tournament and the national tournament. So it's a balancing act, but it's
like
fun.
A big chess game. Yeah. It's like a big chess game to try to get everything prepared. Yeah. So as I said, it's live right now at bjubruins.com. But before we get to that, or before you see it, we're going to break down the schedule in terms of what to expect. And it's always good to have the coaching staff in here as well to you know, talk about some of these opponents and how they'll challenge us. And you know, we're starting off obviously the preseason game October 25th here at the Davis Fieldhouse, but opening up the regular season on the road against a team we're very familiar with in Johnson University.
Yeah, we've played them really going back about 5 or 6 years. Has always been a good game, whether it's here, whether it's there. Big thing for this year with them is that they're opening a brand new facility, so I'm really excited about going and seeing and playing in that. Should be a good game. They're always a team that's in the top 10, top 5. I mean, I think they finished third last year at the national tournament, so they're bringing in a lot of good players. That should be an exciting matchup for our guys to be able to go on the road, play in a new facility, and play against a team that we will most likely see again in the national tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that you'll see, fans, as you're scrolling through the first part of the schedule is some schools that you may not necessarily recognize, and a big reason for that is, of course, we announced a little bit over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago now, our pursuit of Division III in the NCAA. And so a lot of these schools that you see first semester are going to be D3 schools. So teams that we're trying to start a relationship with in terms of the familiarity of it, but Berry College, Oglethorpe, Brevard, Huntington, LaGrange, and Brevard again, kind of taking us through mid-November all the way into early December, a whole bunch of D3 opponents. Why do you think, since we're not fully a D3 member, why do you think it's important for our current guys to see this is the level we have to be at?
Something interesting with our program, we've actually probably, if you look at the percentage of teams played against, D3 is the smallest of any level that we've played against. D1, D2, NAIA, they are typically harder to schedule because of the fact that the conference is so big around here that they don't have many open spots. So it's going to be a unique challenge because it's just a different level. It's a different type of player. And so them getting that experience now, and probably as you look at the schedule, you may be thinking, why in the world are they scheduling so many of those first semester? And it goes back to what I just said about them only having few open slots. So we're kind of playing our schedule in reverse this year from what it will be hopefully once we become D3. Typically, you play all your games towards the second half of the season, but we'll be playing all our D3 opponents here at the beginning. So it'll be a unique challenge for our guys, but one that I'm excited about. You'll see, too, as you look on there, that we're in several invitationals, and those are D3 invitationals for the same reason. That's usually where they can only slot you in. And so we'll be playing, like you said, Oglethorpe and Berry, and then we'll also be playing Huntington and LaGrange in an invitational. So really looking forward. Those are teams that we haven't played any of those teams. But we've played Huntington, I believe. That was like year 2.
Yeah.
But outside of that, the only other D3 towards the beginning here is Brevard College. We played them for the first time last year.
Yeah.
So we'll be playing a couple games against them.
One disappointing thing I know for all Bruins fans, especially those of us here in Greenville, is the first home game, aside from the preseason game being at home, is December 3rd against Brevard College. A little bit into the season, but I know, as you mentioned before, the difficulty is you just don't have the time, or these other programs don't necessarily have the time and the dates available. But what do you think that's going to do for you guys starting off playing, I didn't count them up, but I think 8-9 games on the road before playing your first home game?
I think the balance of having the older guys and then also having so many new guys, it will actually benefit, because having the old guys, the experience of going on the road, they shouldn't have any problems with that. The newer guys, you can kind of make mistakes in front of people that don't really care, and it's not a big deal.
They're cheering for the other team.
Yeah, I mean, there is added pressure on younger players when they're coming in and playing in front of their friends and peers and family, and so I think it'll give us a chance to kind of really bond here at the beginning of the year. It's, I think, going to be helpful for us in the long run, playing these types of teams early on, especially once we get into that second half of the season.
Most people also circle our men's basketball calendars based upon the D1s that we get to play against, and it's a unique opportunity. Obviously, a couple years ago, getting a victory over a D1 opponent in the 2015 season, which was, you know, memorable, I know, for a lot of fans who got to experience that against USC Upstate. And actually, since that time, we had not played USC Upstate until this year. On December 21st, we'll be back up there in Spartanburg at the USC Upstate campus, and opportunity for us to again have a hopefully another a similar outcome. But highlight some of the D1s for us. It looks like on November 8th, South Carolina State University, that'll be a D1, and then Gardner Webb on the 19th, University of South Carolina Upstate on the 21st. I believe that's it.
Yeah, South Carolina State, a team again that we've never played before, so another new team on the schedule. Gardner Webb last year, those of you that followed the NCAA tournament, did really well in the first round against the team that won the national championship,
yeah,
Virginia. And when we played them, it was.
Of course, I always say if they could get through us, they could get through anybody.
Right.
So we just primed we primed them and pumped them up for the rest of their season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that just because we'll have a team that, a full roster this time, and guys hopefully that will be a little bit more comfortable in their roles. Those that remember from last year, that was the first game that we had just lost Chapman, I think, and it was a unique experience. It was at 11 o'clock in the morning. There was a gym full of elementary kids. It was just kind of weird, but it was
so it
fun.
Wasn't necessarily the hostile fan environment that you sometimes go into.
It was a strange sight to play, but it was fun. And so going back there will be fun a little bit later on in the season this time from last year. And then Upstate, like you mentioned, I mean, that would be something that for those of us that were part of the team will always remember. I have no idea if that will happen again,
yeah,
but they have a new coaching staff from when we played them, new players. Their facility is fun. It's kind of smaller. It's close by. It's only about 45 minutes away. So for those that are around, come check it out. They've got, you know.
Oh, it's a beautiful facility.
Yeah,
I mean, nice incredible. Soft chairs, really nice floor, big screens. You know, they've really done it up nice. The first time you walk in, you're like, man, this is not a big facility. I think max capacity is only like 800 in there or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a fun environment to be in, especially if they have a good crowd.
Yeah, and those games also should be, at least the Gardner Webb and the USC Upstate game should be on the ESPN. Or ESPN Watch ESPN app. So if you can't get to those games, definitely check those out.
Absolutely. And then we have, of course, a lot of you will understand that we're still members of the NCCAA Division II. And so we have seven different region games that we're going to be playing over the course of the year. Of course, as I already mentioned, we'll be playing one of those region games in first semester, and that's against Trinity Baptist College on the road down in Jacksonville. And then more, as you are, if you're any kind of fan of the Bruins basketball program, typically our second semester is more filled with our region opponents, and it's true again this year as we're going to be playing three different opponents right after Christmas break, two of those being right here on our home floor in Pensacola Christian College. I know that's a lot of people circle that date. That's on January 17th, and then Toccoa Falls right after that on the 21st. But one thing also wanted to point out is that we have the opportunity to take on the Division II national champion from last year in Grace Christian University. That's another one of those invitational tournaments that you guys have the opportunity to be part of down in Kissimmee. And that'll be on January 9th. But another opportunity for us to match up not just against the best in our region, but the best, I mean, Grace being the best from last year's season.
Yeah, with opening with Johnson, you get kind of a measurement of where you are and at the break halfway through the season with Grace. They're going to be strong again this year, so that'll be a good test for us. Playing those three games back to back to back kind of gives you the feel of a national tournament, just because you're playing three games in 3 days and have to prepare for teams back to back to back. So that will be good for our guys and preparing them for later on when we play in the regional tournament and the national tournament. And then, like you said, I mean, the games with Pensacola, it doesn't really matter what their records are, how good one team is and the other. It's always a fun environment, both places here and there. So that'll be a good matchup as well. And then, you know, with Dakota Falls having the opportunity to play against them, they've added some good pieces this offseason. And Trinity, they were in the top 10 last year. So, I mean, it's no easy competition. It'll just be kind of different from what you'll see in the first semester.
And what you'll see as well is, you know, in contrast with, while our teams are probably getting, or our team, I should say, is going to be on the road much of first semester, really second semester, we kind of balance that out where there's very, very few road games, or there's road games stacked behind multiple home games. So definitely second semester, as usual, we'll have more home games available for you to come by and cheer on the Bruins at the Davis Fieldhouse. One other interesting note, while the national tournament for the last 2 years has been at Bob Jones, we don't have the basketball national tournament this year, but we do have the regional tournament coming back to the university here at the end of the season. That'll be February 27th through the 29th, so I encourage you to put that on your calendar as well, as the Bruins hope to climb back to the top and getting the region crown, a game that we almost had last year in extending our region championship streak. But what does that mean for our guys to, I know that's got to be in the back of their minds and wanting to take that step and get that region championship back, but to have it be on our floor and in our building, that's got to be something special.
Yeah, I think just the environment is just so unique because of the facilities and the crowds that come out, and our school and our fans usually do a really good job, both from our student body and the community. So it's a really fun environment. They haven't experienced it from the regional side. Like you said, it's just different. They also kind of know some of the teams a little bit better. You know, Pensacola will be back, Dakota Falls, Trinity. So that kind of tends to increase the excitement level too. So it's a fun experience that I'm glad that they'll be able to enjoy here this year.
And then our national tournament, if we're able to make it that far, will be in Joplin, Missouri. So one of those experiences where you guys had a couple of years ago of going to your first national tournament up in Ankeny, Iowa. And so just the opportunity for the guys, that would be March 12th through the 14th. That's when that tournament is. And of course, we're talking about 2020. So Joplin, Missouri will be the location of the national tournament for Division II this year. So Coach, as we kind of wrap up here, looking at the schedule, you know, as you look at it kind of all encompassing, what are your, you know, kind of generic thoughts as a whole of how this schedule is going to challenge our guys this year?
I think it will be one of the tougher schedules that we've had in the 8 years that I've been a part of this and we've been doing things. But I think it will be good, like I said, because we have the older guys who have the experience. That will put some pressure on them to kind of help the younger guys and to bring them along. Just having the two different groups, the young group, just the excitement and kind of their naiveness. I'm really excited about you all meeting the new guys this year. It's a really unique group and a fun group, and I think they're going to come in and contribute right away, a lot like last year's team had to because of the injuries. So I think the mixture will be good, and I think they'll do fine with it. I have no idea on wins and losses, but I think they'll be really competitive. It doesn't matter if it's first semester or second semester.
Should be a lot of fun. Remember, you can follow the Bruins anytime on our website, bjubruins.com, but also on the social media train. You can follow the Bruins basketball team on their Facebook page, BJU Bruins Basketball, and then on Twitter and Instagram, BJU Bruins MBB. That's going to do it for this edition of the Bruins Basketball Show. Again, check out that schedule, 2019-20, online at bjubruins.com. Thanks for listening.